You're listening to IPR's Morning Edition. I'm Dan Wanshura. Good morning. County health departments are asking businesses that remain open to step up their efforts to prevent transmission of the coronavirus. These local orders mainly involve screening employees and practicing social distancing in workplaces. IPR's healthcare reporter Taylor Wisner has been following this story, and she joins me live from Traverse City this morning. Taylor, we're weeks into this COVID-19 pandemic up here in northern Michigan. Why didn't they take these precautions sooner?
Guidelines were laid out by the governor in March, and local health departments have been releasing their own executive orders, mandating those guidelines be followed. They started doing that up north when the coronavirus spread got a lot worse in the region. All the health departments in northern Michigan decided basically to collectively come out with executive orders saying all the businesses that are essential and still open must screen their employees for their health and follow social distancing measures so that the people who are going to the grocery store and the pharmacy can do it safely. The Health Department of Northwest Michigan and the Benzie Leelanau Health Department pushed out their emergency orders on Monday. It's a bit earlier than we're seeing with Grand Traverse County. A spokesperson for Grand Traverse County's health department told me they wanted input from municipalities and government boards of commissioners. And because those meetings typically happen on Wednesdays, they waited till then to discuss the details of the order and then announced shortly after that, taking effect at midnight that night.
Okay, Taylor, what do these screening processes look like?
Well, the health department issued guidelines for how employers could screen their workers. They have like a checklist with specific symptoms that employees can answer once they arrive at work. A touchless thermometer is also recommended to take an employee's temperature, though if they don't have one, they can request the employee takes their temperature at home and tells it to them upon coming to work. Businesses should also ask their workers if they've had any exposure to anyone who's tested positive for the disease, and they should ask if they've recently traveled outside the state or country. Then there's the social distancing measures. So if you've gone to a grocery store lately, you may have already seen this. They're limiting the number of people allowed in the building at a given time and measuring out 6 feet between customers and workers, as well as workers and other workers.
Okay, so sounds like a lot of common sense self-regulation there. We know this order applies to essential businesses, but who does the order apply to specifically?
So yeah, any business that you see that's open and serving the public, this applies to them. Now, there's a few notable exceptions. There's healthcare workers, police, EMS, first responders, truck drivers. Those people are exempt because the health department doesn't want to interfere in the work they're already doing to prevent the disease from spreading.
Okay. How rigid do health officials expect these businesses to be with these rules?
Well, I spoke to a health department representative, and mainly the order is just to provide clear instructions for the businesses that are open. They want businesses to comply. The goal is to get them working rather than to punitively impact them. So they're working really closely with different groups to get them adjusted quickly. The health officials said that a lot of businesses have already done a lot of these measures. They've scaled back staff so that, you know, some staff could be there the first half of the week and then other staff for the end of the week. Mainly the goal is just to provide for businesses some clear sense of direction. Many are already doing a lot of these things, working from home if they can, but this allows them to have instructions they can follow to a T, basically. The health department says that's the best way to make sure people actually follow the guidelines.
How will they enforce these rules? Do you have any examples of how local health departments are going to ensure that places are going to take this action?
Again, the county health department said they don't really want to harm businesses that aren't up and running yet because they gave so little lead time. So they're not looking to penalize, but they have received some calls already from people citing businesses that aren't following the order. The health department has been in touch with some of those businesses, and when they were contacted, they realized that they weren't following distancing well enough, and so they corrected the problem. The health department anticipates more enforcement type situations like that will continue. But if businesses refuse to make the changes under the executive order, they could be charged with a misdemeanor and serve up to 180 days in jail with a fine of up to $200.
All right. IPR's healthcare reporter Taylor Wisner with the latest on how essential businesses are being asked to step up their efforts to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus. Taylor, thanks for your reporting on this.
Sure thing. Thanks, Dan.
And you heard her on Morning Edition right here on IPR News Radio.